my partner, maybe.
How about somebody that you bring to a party? Who is that?
It's your date.
Okay. Do you know any local parties or fairs that we have in El Paso?
A fair. Well, seems to me we've done something down there on the plaza. Well, we have that circus coming in. I guess it still comes to town once in a while. But we, and of course, the Sun Carnival was kind of like a fair, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about when the cowboys get together and ride bulls?
Oh, rodeo.
Mm-hmm. And if you like jokes, you have a good sense of
humor.
Okay. Women use red stuff on their cheeks that's called
rouge.
Uh-huh. A guy who dresses
blush, yeah.
Oh, blush is good. A guy who dresses up like a cowboy, but he's really not one, is a
I know I should know that. He's a dude.
Mm-hmm. And people are buried in the
cemetery.
Okay, and the ceremony for the person who's passed away is the
funeral.
Uh-huh. What is a person buried in?
A casket.
Okay. And people dressed in black are in
mourning.
Uh-huh. And spirits that come back to haunt you are called
ghosts.
And they would live in a
ghosts live in a haunted house, I guess.
Okay. God's adversary is the
That old devil.
Mm-hmm. And if I was afraid I was going to have bad luck because I spilled salt, you'd say I was
superstitious.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any local superstitions?
Oh, let's see. We don't see it very much anymore. There, it seems to me John West has written on this. We have local superstitions. I can't think of any, you know, like don't walk under a ladder, don't break a mirror, you have bad luck for 7 years. But I think all of these are more regional or national, perhaps. I can't think of, well, we do have local traditions in when we have the Sun Court and the Sun Game, Sun Ball Game, some Sun Bowl game. And then we celebrate July the 4th, the Cinco de Mayo, well, and the President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, those kinds of things.
Okay. If you're really tired, you are?
Muy cansada. I'm really tired in English. Worn out, I guess.
Okay. How about if you're really disgusted?
Oh, dear. I hate to say it, but you're pissed off.
That's great. How about if you're really angry?
Well, you're mad.
Okay. How about if you're really frightened?
Scared.
Okay. If somebody leaves in a hurry, and it's kind of funny that they left in such a hurry, you'd say that they did what they...
They were mad when they left. I don't know, what is it?
Well, some people say skedaddled, and some people say lit out.